Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
We got to talk about Dr. Bud.
I feel it. I feel it. I feel it.
Butt slam!
I know what to do when I'm about to poop. I go to the potty, pull my underwear down, and then I sit and wait. Sit and wait. Sit and wait until the poop plops down.
It's in your butt.
Not anymore.
Then I wipe and
what
wipe
is this? And Steve, you know every word
yeah.
to it.
Yeah, well, you wipe and wipe. So brown leaves town.
It was 1989's number one hit. Or something.
Is this on repeat at your house?
Then I pull up my pants, wash my hands, wash my hands, and do a potty dance.
I know it's, you know, I know it's meant to be fun for kids, but it seems so pedo to me. I don't know. Well, you know, you hear the excitement there and the fun zippy zappy horns, and that means we're talking butts. There was an article from news.com.au. Guys, that's Australia.
Mm-hmm.
This is Australian.
You know how it's going to get raunchy
Australia?
Then. Australia.
I think this is Australia.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It says an Aussie expert.
Yeah, I just want to make
sure. That would
sure.
make sense. But maybe Austrians are known as Aussies, too. That would make sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be awfully confusing.
For yeah. Well, you know,
we'll
I mean, I don't know. Hey, look, I don't tell
that.
The world how to view themselves.
It's all in the same country. It's fine.
Anyway, there's a doctor named Dr. Bradley Morrison. He is known as the Butt Doctor.
Dr. Butt.
Dr. Butt.
And yeah, and he is he's concerned about our use of toilet paper and says that we really shouldn't be using toilet paper.
Why not?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Steve. Because the butt doctor has things to tell you.
Oh, yeah. So you're assuming the role of Dr. Butt?
I'll assume the role of okay. Dr. Butt. Yeah, I can't do it on an Australian. But if he were to come to America and adopt an American accent, then I could totally.
this is what he'd sound like.
This is what he would sound like.
Give it a shot, though, with
so
the Australian accent.
It was a really coveted commodity during the pandemic. People were collecting toilet paper, saving up on toilet paper.
Yeah, big box stores had to limit the amount people were allowed to buy.
It was a really big problem, but everybody, you know, everybody uses toilet paper.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, text us if you still have a pandemic stash of toilet paper.
Oh, man.
Like if you have a toilet paper room in your basement.
Oh, you know somebody's got like a war, what do they call it? Like a bomb shelter or whatever?
Probably,
shelter?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. A cache of stuff toilet full. Paper. Yeah.
No, I like good toilet paper and I use baby wipes. I use both.
Yeah,
I'm
I don't use the baby whites. I mean, I like to have it, you know, as clean as possible. But my goal is always to go and then go right before the shower.
Yeah, because it's the worst is when you get out of the shower and you got to poop again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate that. That happens sometimes. Sometimes that warm water seems to
I know, relax
make
everything.
You relax.
Breaks everything up.
Anyway, this the Dr. Bradley Morris, he's based in Queensland.
Dr. Butt.
He's a colorectal surgeon. Better known to his whopping 13,000 Instagram followers by Dr. Butt or the Butt Doctor.
Dr. Butt just sounds so much better.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going to say
Dr.
Because Butt Doctor isn't as funny
yeah,
as
Dr.
Sounds
more official.
Dr. Butt. Most of the problems I see with the skin around the anus are due to excess attempts at hygiene, and it's very rarely due to inadequate hygiene. It's a very sensitive area, Dr. Butt said. I don't understand why we use toilet paper to wipe. If you imagine soiling your face or something else where you wouldn't smear it off with toilet paper. I mean, that's a good point. If you had something on your face, you wouldn't grab toilet paper and just wipe it off.
See, this is where the article got me because as a girl who wears makeup, I practically use a makeup wipe or what would be considered a baby wipe to a guy's face to wipe my face off. I do that.
But I think his point more is that if you had poop on your face, you'd wash it.
Like, yeah.
You would not just wipe it off.
Oh, okay. True. So he's saying that a piece of toilet paper wouldn't be nearly enough.
No, we'd be like, ah.
He's a boudet, yeah,
so
but
when
doctor.
He says imagine soiling your face, I think he means imagine getting poop on your face.
Gotcha.
And then just wiping it off with some toilet paper and going about your day.
Mm. Fair point, Dr. Butt.
So he goes on, Dr. Butt does. So I think we need to readdress culturally what we do and maybe look at bidets and using water to wash. That excess wiping can traumatize the skin. Dr. Butt explained that if you do find yourself spending a long time wiping, there might be a reason for it. It might be your stool consistency. Oh, amen, brother. Some days are like that.
Let me tell you, you drink a little bit of that smooth move tea. I guess it didn't affect you, Steve.
It didn't work on me.
Oh, my God. I dropped like 5 pounds in a day. I'd never wiped so much in my life.
You should be like the poster child for that smooth move tea.
It's great.
Wow. The amount that you talk about it is crazy.
Anytime I'm constipated, which is like all the time because I love to eat food I'm not supposed to, smooth move. But I do be wiping after that.
Well, but see, that's the thing. Then you're not getting the type of stool that you should be aiming for because, as Dr. Butt says, and we all agree with this, you aim for the ghost poo.
What is that?
Well, that's the poo where you go and then you wipe and there's nothing on it.
Is there anything more satisfying?
It's like you won the lottery when that happens.
Especially if you're in a hurry.
It's like,
you got places to
go. Yeah, when you have to go. And then it's like there's a direct beginning and end. You go in, boom, and 1 second later you go, well, that's it? And you feel like you're done?
Yeah.
Because the worst is when you go, oh, I made it. Great. But, oh, man, I think there's still a little. And then you're waiting and trying to relax and go, I know there's still some there. Oh, that's terrible. So
with a ghost poo and a clean wipe, do you trust the clean wipe that first time? Because
yes.
I'll look at it and be like,
I don't.
Ain't no way. Mm-mm. And then I'll do it again. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's nice.
No, I do. I do.
You trust it right away? You just go up in there and pull your boxers right up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah. If it ain't there, it ain't there.
I know myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't trust
I mean, honestly, you can usually tell, though. I mean, too, there's just a different feeling to it. You go, oh, okay, yeah, no, that makes sense. That feels like that was...
Pinched right off.
Start and end, boom. Like a dog.
It's that butt intuition, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, butt tuition.
Ghost poops make you feel real healthy, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and that indicates that there's a well-formed stool that's passed intact and in its entirety, and then a couple of wipes, probably okay, says Dr. Butt. As for how regularly you should be, Dr. Butt acknowledged that everybody's different. And what is normal for one person might not be normal for the next. We learned that in the theme song of Different Strokes in the 1980s. That being said, I added that. Up to 3 times a day or as infrequently as once every 3 days is considered normal. Once every 3 days? Man, you are not eating enough or you are impacted, in my opinion.
Once every 3 days?
That is not very often.
Well, remember,
I'd be
Free Beer
cramping.
Was like once every month or something.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
When he was like an adult or a baby?
Yeah, like 39.
Yeah.
Wow. He was pooping once a month?
Well, I mean, not once a month, but it was like, it was really infrequent.
Like
he's like,
five
oh,
days
yeah, I
or
haven't
something.
Pooped in like 4 days. And we go, what?
That's crazy. Can I just make a segue back to ghost poop? Because someone texted in from the 507 saying that their 8-year-old calls it a spooky dookie. And I just think that's so funny.
A spooky dookie.
A spooky dookie.
It's like it was
all
never
right, well,
there.
Well, I like that, too. That's
incredible.
That's pretty good. We should ask kids more things. He also had stern words for people who use their time on the toilet as an excuse to escape the world and scroll through social media. Hi, that's this guy who's
that's
reading
everybody.
Right now.
I will sit until my leg falls asleep
sometimes.
Oh, my
sometimes. God. Yeah. I have sat there so long before. It's...
But why is that a bad thing? I don't get it.
Well, because you're in a weird position and you're just exposing your buttocks, and I think it's just not good for your rectum.
Oh, it makes you vulnerable to wild animals and things.
That too,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially in Australia, snakes come up through toilets routinely. He said that's a no-no, and it's keeping him in business. He is a colorectal surgeon. So I think it may lead to hemorrhoids and prolapse and a variety of other things.
You think
he said we should go and get it done and get off the toilet. We're really at about 2 to 3 minutes without straining. Oh, man. Well, that's in a perfect world where you have nothing but ghost poos or spooky dookies. without being in a hurry to do it, but allowing it to happen efficiently and as briskly as possible. Hey, man, that's everyone's goal. Everyone would, it's very great when you can go in and you go, well, damn, I've been in here for 30 seconds and I'm all good.
Yeah.
They're not all like that.
No.
As much as you might try to eat right and everything else.
See, if I'm going in 30 seconds, it's because I'm super nervous, like when we had our live show, and I only have a couple of minutes to get there and get back on stage.
Yeah.
Because I get that nervous belly. But then there are other times when I'm at like a friend's house, and if I've never pooped there before, I'm trying to get in and get out so they don't even think I peed. They're just like, wow, she's the fastest
ever.
Yeah,
it's like they think you just went in there to get something out of you, like an eyelash.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm done. I don't know why that is, but so many of us, like, it's, you know, you don't want anyone to know you're going to the bathroom, even though everybody totally does it all the time. But anyway, you asked the question, Kelly, why is it bad to sit there too long? Dr. Butt says you're predisposing yourself to problems with the anal canal. That's canal.
Yeah, it's like, I think it is.
Like tears. By the way, the first time I read that, I read that as
tears.
Problems with the anal canal like tears, and I'm like, oh, wow, how hard are you pushing?
I don't know. My butt's cried before, so I'm not hating too hard.
But if you sit there too long, you could get tears in your anal canal, and there are long-term issues with some muscles and being able to poo efficiently forevermore, says Dr. Butt. Says, I can't provide any science for this, but I think it's bad. A lot of the problems that we see in the Western world, and I'm talking about abdominal pain, bloating, constipation, a lot of these conditions might be due to ignoring what are normal cues to either fart or do a poo.
Do a poo.
Lots of us will get up in the day and we'll be in a hurry and we'll either force ourselves to do a poo before we go to the gym or before we go on a long ride, or we ignore those cues. Then by the time we get the cues, we're stuck in traffic on the way to work and we've got to ignore it, or we're sitting there in an office and we can't fart. So all of these things will absolutely put increased pressure on the colon upstream. And I think that it is responsible for a lot of disease states. We really haven't looked into it. I do have a theory that holding in your farts make these things worse. Let her rip.
Didn't you, Steve, have an issue where it felt like a heart attack because you had gas?
Yeah.
You had backed
That's
it
real.
Up so far because you refused to poo.
Yeah, the technical term was fart attack.
That's how it's listed in the medical books.
When I went to the emergency room, they said, oh, it's a fart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To this day, that remains the most pain I've ever been in my entire life. It was intense. It was so bad.
Because you had like a fart bubble right inside your heart, right?
Apparently.
Oh, man.
It worked its way all the way in there.
We had done an event that day at a restaurant, and all they did was feed us.
Mm.
And they fed us awesome stuff, too. And
the food there is incredible. I still go there.
And a couple of us were delighted and went home and enjoyed the rest of our days like normal people.
Yeah, but I was driving home. I remember the one thing, it was like this super, super rich tiramisu cheesecake.
Oh, my God. That
concoction
sounds...
thing. It was amazing.
It was.
And I just sat there and shoveled it into my face.
It was so good.
And then as I'm driving home, I was like, oh, something feels weird. And I almost had to pull over because I thought I was having a heart attack while I was driving. Then I got to the house, and I basically crawled into the house and laid on the couch and just sweated profusely.
Oh,
and called my wife, and
sucks.
I was like, I think something's wrong. Come home, take me to the doctor. And then she came home and drove me to the emergency.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if there's any moms out there that, or any pregnant women now, that have experienced that same sort of gassy pain, because I've had friends who were pregnant and coworkers who will tell you they could feel their gas in their shoulders.
Ugh.
They were so constipated. And I remember hearing that and being like, weird, and then being super constipated, you know, years later and thinking to myself, oh, my God. This is, you know, like when you're on a first date for a couple hours and you can't fart and you got to get in your car and wait. And then it's like the longest fart you've ever had. Like that's when I started to feel those little like, oh, man, I didn't realize gas could just store itself over.
Yeah. Your body is just a vessel.
Yeah.
Your body is a vessel for
cells
farts.
Cells are fart. That's all it is. So
we
might
have to revisit the rest of this article later if there's more, is there?
No, there's not.
All right. Oh, there's
no
more.
Thank you very much.
No, just we shouldn't wipe, but if you do. Try to poo faster and wipe less hard.
I go to the potty, pull my underwear down.
Yeah.
Just use the shower app.
That's weird. I don't like it.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.